To God be the glory. Where did I say to go?
Hosea
4:6, the famous scripture. In verse 6, would you all read it with me? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What's knowledge mean?
Truth.
Truth. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Let me tell you something. When you get back right with God, your children will not be forgotten. It may look like it, but it's going to all fall back into place. Now, it's very important here because knowledge is a representation of truth. Amen? Now everybody say, freedom,
freedom
is learned.
Freedom,
is learned.
Trust
is earned.
Trust
is earned. Hallelujah. You know, we talked about a little bit about this, and the Holy Spirit asked me to expound more about it as He began to bring me to another area in this. And one of the things that we've got to keep sight of is that freedom is learned. And really what is learned, and we want to talk a little about what is learning and how we earn. And one of the things we want to do is earn the trust of God, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. And we want to earn the trust of one another.
Yeah,
and there's a process that God brings us through. And it's for our benefit to expand the kingdom of God. So it says here that my people, Jesus said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge means lack of truth. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, so lack of truth. Now, true knowledge, right, or truth, is a representation of knowledge understood. If the knowledge is not understood, it's not truth. So you can read this whole Bible and memorize the pages and not understand it, then you don't have truth. And of course, we know that the Spirit of truth is the one that brings us truth. So that's why it's so important to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Go to John 8. Freedom is learned.
Trust
is earned. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him. Now wait a minute, what's the word believe mean?
Follow.
To follow. He said this to the Jews. These Jews were following Him, didn't they? Amen. He said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, aren't you? In other words, abiding means living it. If you live in my word, if you live out my word, you are my disciples. In verse 32, what does it say? And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, there's two very important things here. He says, if you abide in my word, in other words, if you live my word, you're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. So freedom isn't just a one-time experience. It's a continuous. Totally continuous. And that's where it's our responsibility. So truth will set you free. Truth is knowledge understood. Has everybody got that?
Amen.
Truth is knowledge understood. So as you continue to abide in God's presence, who is associated with the Spirit of truth, you're going to know the truth, you're going to walk the truth, and you're going to maintain freedom. And that's what we want to do, don't we? We want to maintain freedom. We don't want to just get it once. How many people have gotten, you don't have to raise your hands. How many people you know get set free? I mean, praise God, and then next thing you know, whoop, they're in left field, and then eventually right out of the stadium. You know why? They didn't continue to abide and walk in truth. Truth makes you free, and it will keep you free. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Matthew 11. Freedom is learned. Trust is earned. Oh, to God be the glory. Matthew 11 and verse 28. Would you read it with me? This is Jesus speaking. What does He say? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, there's something that Jesus said. He said, come to me and learn from me. Learn from me. That means personal. That's why the Word is known as the tutor, and the Spirit is known as the mentor. Amen? Now, listen. Jesus said, learn from me. You and I first must have a desire to learn. We must never lose the desire to learn, because nobody has made it. I don't care if you have the greatest healing ministry in the world, you've not made it. You've never reached a point, no one has ever reached the point where they've made it. Nobody. I don't care if they've never fornicated, they've never used drugs in their life, they still haven't made it. I don't care if they're the deacon, the pastor, the evangelist, the bishop of a school, whatever. They have not made it. The President of the United States has not made it. The Pope has not made it. Hallelujah. We must never stop wanting to learn. Amen. Never.
Amen.
You must never be complacent and comfortable with what you have in knowledge of Him.
Amen.
You must always want more.
Amen.
Jesus said, come to me and learn from me. That was a request He made. It was a request He made. Now you notice that in the book of Acts, in chapter 1 verse 4, Jesus commanded His disciples to wait in Jerusalem to get baptized in the Holy Spirit, right? He commanded them there. You know why? Because they were already following Him. They were willing to accept His commands. See, before you can be willing to accept His commands, you must first learn from Him. You must learn. So there is a learning process that you and I go through, isn't there? Amen?
Amen.
Go to John 7. This is where some people falter because they stop wanting to learn. Listen, the devil's greatest ploy is deception, you know? That's his greatest weapon, isn't it? And his power is fear. One of the things he wants to convince you is that we're all right. You're all right. You know what? As soon as you accept that you're all right, you just trust it in your own strength. I'm not all right, brothers. I can stand before you and tell you, I am not all right. But in Him, I'm complete. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31. In verse 12. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 12. And Moses was going to speak to the children of Israel. He said, gather the people together, men and women, and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law. Now listen, he was saying, listen, hear and learn. Hear and learn. Now he's saying, learn the laws. Now you got to understand that the law was put in for guidance, wasn't it? If you and I follow the law of this word, you'll find that it always leads us to Christ, no matter what area. Go to verse 13. And that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. Now he said, hear and learn. In other words, fear God, reverence God, have respect for Him. People who are not learned have not respect for God. They don't look at the arena to what they're about to do or going to do or have done, whether they've actually recognized, have I pleased Him or am I pleasing Him or am I pleasing to Him or am I going to please Him in what I'm going to do? Has everybody got that? So you and I must hear and learn. Hear and learn. That's what we're doing, aren't we? We're always hearing and learning. The Word says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So hearing and learning increases your faith. You and I have been through a lot of things in our life. Hopefully we've learned from our experiences. Hallelujah. We've learned some areas that we're stronger in and some areas that we're weaker in. Amen. We've learned some things that cause us to stumble, to depart from. The Word says the fear of the Lord is to depart from evil. In other words, you're giving Him reverence by departing from evil. Amen. Why? Because you've learned it. You and I have not gained anything by our own learning. We have been taught by the Spirit of God. He's the one who is the teacher. You can have all the carnal understanding you want and will not prevail against powers of darkness. Only things by the Spirit of the living God. So in Deuteronomy, we just heard that Moses told the children to hear and learn how to reverence and fear God. Amen? Go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 65. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Now, what is he saying? Teach me. Remember, I said you have to have a desire to want to learn.
Amen.
When you lose that desire to want to learn, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You know why? Because the desire to want to learn is saying, feed me. Feed me. Feed me. When you don't want to get fed anymore, you're going to turn to the ways of the world. Oh, hallelujah. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before he was afflicted, he went astray. What do you want? Oh, I got it. I'm all right. There we go. Bit the bait. Back out. Going towards the world. The affliction comes when you serve darkness. Amen. But now I keep your word. Now he learned his lesson. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Teach me. Feed me. The proud have forged a lie against me. But I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. You know, most of us in this room have been afflicted. Of course, more than once. Amen. And it's helping us to learn. Now, you haven't learned if you've been over the same affliction, the same one, more than two or three times. There's something you didn't get. Hello? There's something that the devil has access to you in an area of your life if you're doing the same thing over and over and over. And many of us have. You know? Many of us have. No one in this room has just been afflicted in one area one time. And it's been, okay, I got it right. Why? Because we're learning, aren't we? We're learning. We've never stopped learning. But we want to learn the truth so we can keep getting fed. You know, we can learn from our afflictions, but you know, I'd rather get taught by the Spirit. Isaiah chapter 1. So you and I must have a desire to learn constantly. Isaiah chapter 1. Freedom is what?
Learn.
Trust is earned. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 16. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. So who's supposed to keep yourself clean? We are. Put away the evil from your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Now that's war, isn't it? That's a battle. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are what? Willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now that means you and I have a choice. We have a choice to who want to learn or think we've made it. We have a choice to constantly walk in truth where there's freedom manifesting, or before a fall, there's pride, isn't there? I made it. I'm all right. I know what's up. I know when the devil's tempting me. Oh, really? Then why is there six hooks in your mouth? Why is the fruit of carnality manifested? Why can't you take counsel? Let me tell you something. When you can't receive correction and you're angry and bitter, you're already out. You're already out of position. You're out of position before that. Why? Because pride is hit and you don't want to learn. Has everybody got it? That means the devil is convincing you you're all right. You're all right. Truth brings a cleansing from the Word. That means you and I have a choice to submit or to rebel. Amen? It's our choice to submit or rebel. Don't raise your hands. How many times have we rejected counsel? Hello? And the next thing we know, man, I wish I would have listened. Everyone in this room, everyone. More than once. I wish I would have listened, man. And then the devil beats you up. You know where I'd be now if I would have listened a long time ago? Don't worry about it. Just let it go. Don't look in the back. Don't look in the past. Just go forward. He's the God of now. He'll fix the past for you. He'll catch it all up. Don't you try to, because you'll mess it up. Romans 15. Verses 4 through 6. Freedom is learned and trust is earned. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. So there's patience. Patience means endure. It means you don't sit there and twiddle your thumbs. Oh, I've got patience. No, it means endure. Endure. In fact, it's a fruit of the Spirit, isn't it? Now may the God of patience, He is the God of patience. If you're fellowshipping with God, you're going to have patience. You're going to endure. You're not going to get put out of position. You're going to wait on the Lord. You're going to trust Him. You're going to rest in Him and so forth. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. So God wants us to be like-minded, doesn't He? Not only like-minded with His Spirit, but like-minded with one another, because we all have the Spirit. That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to be one-minded. So we know that the Scriptures were written for us for our learning. You know how many books that are out there of other people's experiences that we're able to pick up. I remember when, I was a little religious. Not too religious, but a little. Holy Ghost broke me of that real quick. Rebuked me. But when I first got saved, I didn't even want to read the Bible because the Lord didn't let me. He wanted me to know Him as a person. Then He began to bring the Bible to me. And as He began to bring the Bible to me, I kept refusing it. Then He commanded me to start understanding the Word so I could be a part. And I didn't know He wanted me to teach. I didn't know anything about what was what. I was involved with the Spirit of teaching, the Holy Spirit of truth, and He began to reveal things to me. Then the Holy Spirit shared with me about certain books He wanted me to read, and I said, what do you mean? Read other books? What about the Bible? And He said to me, these individuals have gone through experiences that you can read this book in 2 to 3 days, and these people have gone through it for 30 and 40 years, and you'll learn more. And you know what He said to me? Time is running out, and I've got to teach you. I've got to teach you. You've got to learn. You've got to learn. So, man, I read more books in 1 year than I did my whole life, I think. And I was an individual that couldn't read. But through the Spirit of God, I learned how to read. Now, I still don't pronounce my words so correctly sometimes, but who cares? Paul said, I didn't come with great speech. I came with the anointing and the power of the Spirit. Right? That's what we want. We want to have fellowship in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. So we see here that it was very important what is said here. The scriptures were written for me and you through experiences. Books have been written. Powerful men and women of God have written books for me and you to read. So, but you got to be led by the Spirit. You just don't pick up anything. You don't play Bible roulette. And I'm not saying that that can't work out to your advantage sometimes. I mean, I've had the Lord tell me, open the Bible, I want to speak to you. He knew exactly what I needed, right? But if it's not directed by the Lord, then I'm playing Bible roulette. Then you're going to read something that just doesn't make sense whatsoever. Amen. Right? Unless you ask, Lord, show me what I'm supposed to read today. Lord, give me a psalm. Amen. Then he's going to tell you, and you're going to go to it. Amen. But if you play Bible roulette, it's not going to always work. And you're going to get disappointed. Because what he's desiring is a relationship. Not a chance. Amen. A relationship. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 5. Those are people that, when they come to our discipleship program, they say, well, I'll try it. I said, forget it.
Amen.
You're not here to try, you're here to do. Amen. If you're here to try, you're in the wrong place. Hebrews chapter 5, in verse 5. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. Freedom is learned. Trust is earned. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. He learned, even Jesus had to learn obedience by the things he suffered, as an example for me and you. Everybody got it? And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who what? Obey him. Now that's very powerful, isn't it? To all who follow him, to all who submit to him. Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. See, you can become dull of hearing. If you become dull of hearing, you're not learning. Has everybody got that? If you become dull of hearing, you're not learning. And if you're not learning, you're not progressing.
Amen.
You can go to a place where you actually go backwards instead of forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Dull of hearing produces rebellion. Dull of hearing produces rebellion. Go to Philippians 4. You can only fake it and try and make it for a period of time. Eventually, you're exposed. The devil knows whether you're faking it. Amen? He knows. God knows.
Amen.
But he's trying to rescue us. Philippians chapter 4. In verse 10. 10 through 13. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. He had to learn that, didn't he? We have to learn to be content in wherever you are. Do you understand that? In other words, whatever your circumstances are around, you've got to be content. You can't be in a position of want. The only thing that you should want is his presence and to learn more. If you're in a position of want of carnal and worldly things, you're out of position. Your want is his presence. Your want is to please him. Your want is to learn and know him. That's your want. If you have another want that's more than that, you're out of position. Your want should always be to bring glory to his name and expand his kingdom, or you're bound by religion. Because it's deception. But you don't understand. I need a relationship. Yeah. Paul warned us about those. In God's timing. You can't be a spouse hunter. You must be a God hunter. Everything falls along the field when everything when you're in right place with the Lord, everything comes. You don't have to look for nothing. It comes to you. God will give you a confirmation beyond your expectation. Other than that, you're in want of something carnal. In verse 12, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when that want comes, you got to shake it. And you have to turn and say, I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because He is my desire. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you are trying to turn off your ears tonight. Man, I just don't want to hear this. A little tired of hunting? Third John. So Jesus had to learn, right? Even Paul had to learn, didn't he? So if they had to learn, we have to learn. 3 John chapter 2, or verse 2, I'm sorry. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Now your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions, correct? That means, in other words, beloved, I pray that you may learn. You don't prosper without learning. In all things, right? That you would be able to receive and be taught and to be able to teach in all things. Everything that we learn here, our heart should be, how am I going to teach it? Everything you learn in this ministry, your heart should be, how can I teach this? If your heart's not in the place of how can I teach this, then you're really not receiving. Because to receive is to want to give. If you're not in the place of wanting to give and teach it, you're not in the place of receiving it and you're dull of hearing. Has everybody got it? And you can't learn. And truth is not manifesting. And it's like living from paycheck to paycheck. You're never getting ahead. In fact, you don't know what's going to happen next to yourself. You're unstable, double-minded. Walking the fence, tiptoeing, touching the world, touching God. Touching the world, whatever is pleasing to you at that time. There's a total difference. What's ever pleasing to you at that time. And we must come out of that arena where we're not looking at pleasing self, but we're looking at pleasing God. So that truth can continue to manifest and we continue to learn and be free. Free. Hey, a witness is not bound. I don't care if he had 16 encounters with God and he took you to heaven 4 times. If you're still bound, your witness stinks. Amen. Nobody's going to believe someone who's still doing goofy things. That person knows God. Right? So, beloved, I pray that you may learn. That you may prosper in all things. And be in health. Well, let me tell you, you're in health. Health, spiritual health. Physical health. These things will manifest. Just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. So they were witnesses of truth, weren't they? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Oh, hallelujah. That means we're pleasing to God. Go to Proverbs 22, in verse 24 through 27. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. Wow. Now see, you can learn the wrong things too. Right? There's a lot of people claiming they know Jesus. But you can tell them by their fruits, they're not right. And you'll pick up their stuff when you begin to hang with them. But they're a good person. They don't drink. They don't drug. Only on the weekend they'll fornicate occasionally. They've helped me many times. They go to Bible study and they go to church. Hello. Don't learn their ways. Jesus said, come out from among them and be separate from the world. Those are people that are deceived. And they will wake up in hell. And it's too late to call on the name above all names. He'll weep over their souls. And they will fulfill the scripture that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we don't want to fulfill that scripture. Praise God. 26. Do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge. One of those who is surety to debts for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, don't get involved, will you? If you don't have the money, don't do it. God supplies your money for the need. Why should he take away your bed from under you? That means you're going to lose things, aren't you? You know, the devil loves to snare us in debt, doesn't he? Loves to snare us in debt. So many people get in debt, it's phenomenal. You know why? To trust in the moment self. One of the things the devil wants to do, especially with young believers, is get them in debt right away. I've met many people that have gotten in debt. Hi, I just got blessed with this vehicle. Yes, my payment's only $6,000 a month. Oh. Some outrageous thing. That's what you know, if the devil can get you in debt, you can't serve God. You end up serving man. That's his job. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 4. So we're to forsake these old ways, aren't we? The only reason why people get indebted is because me is in front. No patience and no endurance. Me. Finagle, rig, beg, borrow, steal from themselves to fulfill that desire of want. Proverbs chapter 4. Let's read verses 1 through 9. Would you read it with me, please? Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender, and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Say that again. Wisdom is the principal thing. One more time. Wisdom is the principal thing. Now let me explain something. Wisdom tells you what to do with the knowledge. Wisdom is the principal thing. Has everybody got it? If without relationship in the Spirit, you're not obtaining wisdom. Because He's the one that's going to direct you what to do with the knowledge. Has everybody got it? He's the one that's going to tell you what to do. So if you've got knowledge and you're not told what to do with it or how to do it, you're walking in assumption. If you're not listening and you're dull of hearing, you're doing it in your own strength. Then you're the I gotta do. And then you're picking up good deals instead of God deals. But it feels so good. That's Satan's doctrine. Do what you feel like. It just feels good. Then we use this word, witnesses to my spirit. Because why? It feels good. That's not witness to your spirit. Witness to your spirit always brings confirmation. That's why God puts us under authorities. Hello? man, but that feels good. I know it's got to be God. Freedom is what? Learn. If you haven't learned it, then we get back in bondage then, don't we?
Amen.
Get back in bondage. Oh, hallelujah. What verse are we on? Oh, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Why? Understanding? Without understanding of knowledge is not truth. Exalt her, and she will what? Who will promote you? Amen. Do you understand that? That means that there must be relationship. Without relationship, you can't go forward. She will bring you what? Honor, not dishonor, and not shame. She will not bring you poverty. She will not bear bad fruit. She'll bear good fruit. She'll expand the kingdom of God and bring glory to the Lord in everything she does. Everything. She'll bring you honor when you embrace her. Now, this is not talking about a spouse, gentlemen. I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. Oh, powerful. Powerful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get wisdom, get understanding. What to do with knowledge? This. Now let me share something with you. This is where we begin to learn to earn the trust of the Lord. Because as you begin to... Mighty wind in here. As you begin to learn how to use wisdom, or actually what you're allowing to do, is you're yielding to wisdom to use you. Hello? That's what you're really doing. You're yielding to the Spirit of God to use you so that He's giving you the knowledge and He's saying, do this. As you're faithful with this, you're earning God's trust. Do you understand that? This is how you begin to earn trust. By utilizing wisdom in your life. Wisdom tells you what to do with knowledge. As you begin to yield to wisdom and to the Spirit more, you begin to earn the trust of the Lord. Now, we've talked about this before. This has nothing to do with how much God loves us.
Amen.
Has everybody got that? Yeah. Nothing to do with it. Your performance has nothing to do with the love of God towards you. That will always be consistent and never cease. But just because He loves you, and just because you're free doesn't mean He can trust you. Your freedom has nothing to do with the trust of God in your life. So many people get free. Man, the Lord delivered me and healed me. Praise God! He must trust me. No, He doesn't. You earn His trust.
Amen.
What He has delivered you and freed you from has nothing to do with how much He trusts you. This is where many believers go astray. Well, the Lord rescued me again. He must trust me. Well, the Lord blessed me with a job. He must trust me. No, He blesses everybody.
Amen.
Well, He blessed me with this. The blessings have nothing to do with the trust of God in your life. Because some people bless themselves more than what God wants to.
Amen.
That's why people have to chase money. They have to work extra hours and do this to get fulfillment of the debts. Because they were seeking something that they wanted. Why? No endurance, no patience. I got to have what I want, and I want it now. And I'll do everything I can to do it. That's not God. And you won't earn His trust. Because you're still relying on your own strength. But I prayed. Praying and seeking is two different things. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. Praying. praying and seeking is two different things. Yeah, I prayed about it. Really? What, 3 minutes ago? Yeah, I've been praying about it while I've been doing it. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 1 through 9, let's read it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, is everybody there? Hallelujah. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Good night to die. Praise you, Lord. Second Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 through 7. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Are we in perilous times?
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you what, it ain't getting easier. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Isn't that the first two things?
Amen.
Me, myself, and I, and money. Come on. I want what I want, I want it now, and I'm going to do what I got to do to get the money. For men will be lovers of themselves and lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Do you understand that? Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Wow. Having a form of godliness. Yes, I prayed. Oh, yeah, I went to church. I even worshiped. Praise God, I raised my hands. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. You know how you deny its power? Not waiting on the Lord. That's how you deny who He is. And you can't earn His trust. If you don't know how to wait. You can't earn His trust if you don't know how to endure. You can't earn His trust. Well, but God delivered me. You still haven't earned His trust. Hey, you know what? I had a powerful encounter with God. A serpent come out of my body. I was totally set free, delivered, couldn't function in this world for 2 weeks. And you know what? God did put me on probation. I was sentenced to a mandatory 4-year sentence and walked out of the courtroom and still put me on probation. I was like, what? Father, I know you. He said, yes, you're on probation. I want to make sure you stay knowing me. So I was put on probation. Some of you guys are on probation. People are on probation. Hey, that's God that put you on probation. It wasn't the courts. That's God. Some of us need to be put on probation. Hallelujah. And I was sentenced to 4 years probation, but I earned His trust and He cut me loose in two. Now my probation officer loves coming over here. Praise God. That's wild. I guess we better keep going. Okay. Verse 6. Oh, verse 5. Having a what? Form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Wow. From such people, I want to kick right in the butt. Wake up. How many times you want to go through this? Didn't you just learn this on your last experience? Yeah, but this one's God. I know it. It feels good. Hallelujah. And verse 6. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of men and women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts of what? The world. Lovers of self and money. Always what? Now this is powerful. Always what? Learning. Whoa. and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Come on, man.
Always, they're always learning. Always learning, but can't obey. They can't apply it to their own life. Walking the fence. Not totally surrendered or submitted to God. Only what is benefit for self. You will not earn the trust of the Lord. Don't we want to earn His trust?
Yes.
Amen. We want to learn His trust. Always learning, but not obeying. That means not applying what you've learned to your life. If you're not applying what you've learned to your life, then you're not really learning, are you? In other words, what you've learned, you're not accepting as truth. Got it? What you've learned, you're not accepting as truth. You're saying, yes, 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 my way, my way, my way. That's not applying it to your life. It's totally different. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17, let's roll. Come on, some flesh is peeling tonight. It's a good night to die. It's a good night to learn. And it's a good night to repent.
Yes. Amen.
Ephesians 4 and verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the world. As the Gentiles walk. In the futility of their mind. Believe me, I see some beautiful vehicles out there. Beautiful homes. People with beautiful clothes. And they've got an enormous debt.
Amen.
Enormous. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Has everybody got it? I never met the Joneses, so I don't know. Verse 18. Having their understanding darkened. Well, hallelujah. That means knowledge without understanding is not truth. Being alienated from the life of God. That means what they've learned they're not applying to their own life. Because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Why? Because it's only me, myself, and I. Who being past feeling, oh man, it feels good, it must be God. Have given themselves over to lewdness, to work of all uncleanliness, with greediness, me, myself, and I. He says, but you have not learned Christ. You've not learned Christ. If indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus that you put off concerning your formal conduct of self. That the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That you put on the new man which was created according to God and true righteousness and holiness. Now whose responsibility is to put on a new man? Thank you. Therefore, putting away what?
Lying,
manipulation. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one body, or one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. You will always give place to the devil if you're still walking in the old man. Any part of the old man welcomes the place of the devil. You've not learned Christ, not put Christ's truth in action in your life. Not producing righteousness and holiness, but gives place to the devil. We can't be trustworthy, even if you have been set free, because your freedom doesn't mean you can be trusted. Amen? Your freedom doesn't mean you can be trusted. You still have to earn the trust of God. Every one of us has to earn his trust. Go to Romans 16. Would you read 17 with me, please? Romans 16 and verse 17 through 20. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses. In other words, note them. Check them out. In other words, you're checking them by their fruit. Jesus did not say, don't judge. He said, judge by the fruit, but before you judge, you better judge your own stuff. Now, I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. Avoid them. Well, I just don't believe in devils. Of course not. You got a bunch of them. You're deceived. How could you believe whether there's devils or not? I believe that you don't need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or when you believe Jesus, you get it automatically. That's why you got no power, brother. No power. Haven't overcome. Not walking in the Spirit. Don't know how. But I've been to every Bible study and every Bible college in the country. And God just won't put me in position where I want to be. Well, you're not trusted yet. And obviously, you're not free. Don't know how to apply it to your life. It won't work. For those who are such do not serve our Lord, Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Yeah, but you don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. Let me explain it. Let me justify why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because I'm in real need. For those who are such do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the simple, the hearts of the simple and their own heart. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Evil. So we're to turn from those that are against the truth. Your obedience will earn the trust of the Lord. Has everybody got it? Your obedience will earn the trust of the Lord. Go to Psalm 37. You know, there are people that you know right now you can't trust. You can trust them with one part, but you can't trust them with another. You can be all friends with someone, but when it really gets down to it, would you give them your car keys? You know? Would you give them, you know, your credit card? Hallelujah. Could you trust them to go do something and fulfill it? Or do you have to check to make sure it's been fulfilled? If God has to check up on our stuff all the time, that means He don't trust us. If your boss has to check up on you all the time, it means He doesn't trust you. And what we want to do is learn the trust of the Lord. We have to earn it by what we've learned. What did I say to go? Psalm 37, verses 3 through 8. Read it with me. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Let me share something with you. If you can't trust Him, He can't trust you. If you can't trust Him, He can't trust you. If somebody can't trust you, you can't trust them. It's real simple. I don't trust anybody who don't trust me. If you don't trust my position, then I certainly can't trust you. Oh, hallelujah. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. That's food, isn't it? I'm hungry for You, Lord. Teach me more. I want to learn more. Feed me. What did Jesus say to Peter? Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. I'll feed you as you feed them. Feed my sheep. That's why you can't go by just program. Does everybody understand that? When we come together, it's not just programmed. We want to be fed by the Lord so that we can get free, learn how to stay free, and earn His trust. In verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because they're going to be His desires. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will what? Bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Come on, read it with me. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of the Joneses. Oh, I've been a believer 50 years. And that person's only been a believer 3 years. And look how much God is blessing him. I better go out and bless myself and get in debt. Hallelujah. Believe me, some of those have been walking with the Lord 2 years or 1 year. God can trust more than some people walking with the Lord 30 years. People got jealous, man. People get jealous. Ooh. You know why they get jealous? Because they don't have the relationship with God. They should be thankful what God is doing in somebody else's life.
Amen.
And hope that they learn from it. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Praise God. Is everybody all right? So you and I must come to a place where we can trust, where we can rest, and where we can wait on the Lord. Someone who can't trust can't be trusted. Someone who can't rest can't be trusted. Someone who cannot wait can't be trusted. Can't be trusted. Proverbs 28. Proverbs 25 and 28 and verse 25 and 26. He who's of a proud heart stirs up strife. You know what they're always stirring up? Me, myself, and I. But you know what? This is what I want. They can't earn the trust of the Lord. They stir up strife. The only reason why people stir up strife is because they're in the way. They're strife itself. He who has a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be what? Praise God. I'd rather be promoted by God than promoted by self. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. Like I said, you can't trust yourself. But whoever walks wisely will be delivered. That's why we have to have fellowship with the Spirit of Wisdom. Why? So you're going to walk in total deliverance. Right? You're going to walk in deliverance. And you're going to maintain your freedom. And God's going to be able to trust you. Psalm chapter 7. And verses 9 and 10. Would you read it with me? Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. So who tests the hearts and minds? The Lord. Why is He testing us? So He can trust us. That's right. You're tested for trust. He wants to know if you're going to be totally honest. Can we stand before Him and be totally honest? If you can't be, He can't trust you. Because someone who's not honest cannot be trusted. James 1. Now I know where my daughter got that from. Praise God. She walks away and goes, I'm thinking, where'd she pick that up from? Little flesh creature. Ephesians chapter 1. Now listen, if you've been convicted at all tonight, that's okay. Repent. No problem, repent. Get back in order. Don't take it personal. I'm just preaching what the Spirit wants me to preach. I got nothing against nobody. Hello? That's just God trying to clean us up. Wanting to teach us so He can trust us. Wanting to get us into a place where we're totally trusting Him so He can trust us. Right? James 1. That's right. Car wash. Holy Ghost. Soul wash. And verse 2. My brethren. Come on now. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Why do you fall into various trials? So God can test you. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Wow. In other words, you're not in a position of want. You're not in a position of want. You're in a position of trust. Those are two different things. And how does God test us? In circumstances, doesn't He? Trials, tribulations, decisions. Decisions. Psalm 11. Praise You, Lord. Psalm 11. 1 through 7. Wow, that's a whole psalm. Praise God. Let's speak this together. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. Let me tell you something. The one thing the devil is going to try and do, and we've talked about this before, is about bringing the push to you. Nah, that couldn't be the devil. That push. That push. Then the justification. The push. Then the justification. Then the bigger push. So he pushes you right off to the edge of the ledge. And the next thing you know, you're falling. You've bit the bait, and you're going the opposite way. It says that the wicked shoot upright, up, at the upright in heart. You're getting dart shot at you all the time. We're in a battle, aren't we? And if you're not fighting in the battle, and if you don't have the discernment and the wisdom and fellowship in the Spirit, the devil's going to constantly cause us to fall, make wrong decisions, put us in debt, hurt someone, hurt ourselves, bring shame to the name of the Lord, and chase worldly things. Amen. Verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes beheld. His eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous. Are you the righteous? Well, you're going to be tested. He tests the righteous. But the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked He will rain coals. Fire and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. Now that is powerful. So the Lord tests the righteous. What's He trying to do? Produce righteousness in us. Okay. Go to Luke 16. In verses 10 through 13. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. How many times have you been convinced? Well, I can get away. This is just a little thing. No problem. The Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. How many times have you given the devil just that little thing? And the next thing you know, it was bigger than you can handle. Jesus says, he who is faithful with what is least is faithful with what is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. So he's looking for a faithful servant. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, of which will commit, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Yow. People are holding back tithes, offerings, and what is duly to, given to God. People are stingy and greedy, who won't contribute, cause strife. Instead of going with the flow, they cause themselves to be isolated. That's the devil. The devil wants to always cause isolation, because if he can cause you to get isolated, he can nip you. That's what he does, doesn't he? Didn't Jesus said he dropped the 99 to go after the one? Right. Hallelujah. So he who is faithful with a little will be faithful in much. And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters, or for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 25. This is also a representation of whatever God has given you to do, you want to complete. Right? If he's given you a mission, can you imagine a missionary being on a field that's supposed to be there for 2 years and leaves in 6 months? You think God can trust that person? Yeah, but it feels good. It feels good. Matthew 25 and verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each one according to his own ability. So you cannot compare yourself with others. God deals with you personally. Personally. Does everybody understand that? It doesn't matter if you've been here 9 months, 10 months, or a year, and somebody else is getting something that you haven't gotten. That's between him and God. God is dealing with that person personally. That's how he operates. And there are things behind closed doors that you don't even know what's going on about. But the devil will love to cause division, won't he? Strife. Bring selfishness and greed and woe is me and what about me? And then what the devil starts doing is says, well, they don't love me. Always trying to convince you that God is holding back something from you. No, he's protecting you. He deals with people individually. Always. If you're going to compare yourself to someone else, you're looking at the wrong place. Hallelujah. According to his own ability, immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. You think God trusted him? He gave them all an opportunity, didn't he? Lord, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Okay, here. You can have the 1 talent. Here's to your ability. You have 5 talents. You have 2 talents. Whatever. Here's your ability. Now, show me that I can trust you. Show me. And verse 17. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You know how many people miss their blessing? They miss it and get moved out of position just before God can promote them. Just before it. This is where your wisdom has to be wiser than darkness. If your wisdom is not wiser than darkness, God can't trust you, and he'll let you go until you learn. In verse 22, he who also received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more talents besides him, and his Lord said, well done, good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you would be a hard man. What was he doing? Justifying and reasoning. He didn't know his Lord. Reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. Satan's weapon is deception and his power is fear. So he already deceived him, didn't he? Then it associated with fear. I was afraid and went and hid your talents in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Oh, good. Thank you so much. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you bonehead, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. Then you should have given it to someone else if you couldn't handle it. You should have sought counsel. You should have came to me and been honest instead of burying it. You should have came to me and talked with me instead of justifying in your heart, thinking that you were doing the right thing. And at my coming, I will have received back my own with interest. In other words, I would have done it myself. Therefore, take the talent from him, give it to him who has 10 talents. What did he do? He gave it to the one he could trust. Amen. For everyone who has more will be given, and he who will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Yow. Some of us don't like to hear that. Revelation 3:3-6. Remember therefore how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white. For they are worthy. He who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I want to close in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they now will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry or your calling or fulfill what God has given you to do now.
Amen.
So why? So he can trust you. Amen? So he can trust you. Freedom is learned and trust is earned. Now, we want to earn the trust of the Lord, and we want to walk in total freedom, don't we?
Yeah. Amen.
We have a choice. We have a choice. We must be honest. We must be willing to do whatever it takes. We must not lose the thirst and hunger to want to learn. And we must not rebuke the chastening of the Lord, but receive it in love and let Him change us. Remember, every circumstance is an opportunity for us to change. Amen? For us to change. As God is dealing with you tonight, don't let condemnation hit you. Don't let bitterness, justification, anything hit you. Just release it. Whatever you're convicted of, repent and let the Spirit of the Lord deal with you. Why? Because He wants all of you. We're to be His temple. He wants our life. Amen. Lord, we give You our life tonight. Lord, we come to You in truth and in spirit. And we ask that You deal with us according to Your will and way. I apply the blood of Jesus on these seeds that were imparted. And Lord, I'm asking that You destroy the corruptible seeds that have been imparted in any of us tonight. that only your righteous seed will grow and bear fruit for your glory.